Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Our planet has a new mini moon. That's one way to refer to the near-Earth asteroid that has been orbiting the planet since 2017. Astronomers first observed it earlier this month, giving the asteroid the provisional name 2020 CD3. We're joined now by one of those astronomers. Eric Christensen is director of the Catalina Sky Survey, a NASA-funded near-Earth asteroid search team based at the University of Arizona's Lunar and Planetary Laboratory. Eric, welcome. Nice find.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, but what is this thing and what is it doing in Earth's orbit?
Well, we believe that this is a natural asteroid that became temporarily captured by the Earth-Moon system and has maybe been orbiting us for a couple of years and is now on its way back out into heliocentric space.
Hmm. So it's leaving the orbit of Earth.
It's returning to the sun-centered orbit from which it came.
Huh. So it's small. It's about 12 feet across. How are you able to find something so tiny?
Well, we use telescopes to look for objects like this. We are actually tasked with finding larger objects on the order of 100 meters in diameter that might pose a hazard to Earth or human populations. However, our telescopes are powerful enough that they can also capture nearby small objects.
And your job is to make sure asteroids don't hit the Earth. So what's the risk? I mean, was there ever a chance this was going to hit the Earth, or maybe even could it collide with the moon?
There is a chance. In fact, this object has a fairly elevated risk of impact with the Earth, about a 3% chance over the next 100 years currently.
Okay. So and how is it possible that this asteroid, you know, didn't just zoom by Earth, that it actually got sucked up into its orbit?
Yeah, so this asteroid started in a heliocentric orbit orbiting the sun. However, this object has evolved into a very Earth-like orbit. And so when it approached the Earth, it was doing so very slowly and has been making a fairly chaotic orbit around the Earth for a couple of years now, influenced by both the Earth's gravity, the sun's gravity, the moon's gravity. That's why these orbits are not stable on long timescales. They tend to come in, they're captured, and then they leave.
And I take it it's pretty rare.
Well, we believe that there's a population of temporarily captured objects that are always coming and going. Most of the predicted temporarily captured objects are a meter or smaller. So this is being a few meters in diameter, is maybe one of the larger objects, which is partly why we were able to detect it.
I know the press, people like me, are like happy and excited to say, oh, the Earth has a new moon. Do you cringe when we say that? I mean, is that accurate?
I think the technically appropriate term is temporarily captured object, but like many names in science, that's really boring. And mini moon is something that somebody can relate to a little more. So yes, we can call it a mini moon, provided it is shown to be a natural asteroid rather than some recaptured piece of space debris.
Uh-huh. And by the way, it's about the size of a car, we said. So I was wondering if anyone has proven that this is not the Tesla that Elon Musk shot out into space.
I think we can conclusively say it is not. We actually observed the Tesla when it was in space. We know its orbit fairly well. That is unlikely to be recaptured into a temporarily captured orbit.
All right. Well, you heard it here first. That's Eric Christensen, director of the Catalina Sky Survey at the University of Arizona in Tucson. Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.